Well, Damien, Derry Miners flying the flag again for Derry in recent championship seasons, and I suppose hoping to get Derry fans into good humour on Sunday as well.
At minor level, probably couldn't have got a tougher draw, one of a few tough draws I suppose we could have got, but Tyrone, as everybody can appreciate, have a great record recently in minors, and it's no different this year. They've won the minor league and beat us in the final, so we're up against it. In that regard, but we're confident we can get ourselves into gear. Blinders, you just don't know.
Yeah, well, you've had a good record yourselves in recent seasons, in fairness. You know, since you came in, you won an Ulster title and lost the final last year. So, you know, you're going in the right direction. Have you got many of that team still?
Last year, there were probably five starters from the Ulster final team. So, that's not a bad base, I suppose, in minor. I know Tyrone have probably about four lads back from last year as well, so... look, it's again, you're building a new team at minor every time. It's literally square one time, and you don't really get into the run of it until you win a championship match together, you know. And I suppose that's where aiming to get over the line on Sunday to give us the momentum.
Yeah, and of course, looking back on your league campaign, I suppose in many ways a typical Derry league campaign, slow enough start, I suppose, because you were probably short a number of players as usual. College commitments seemed to hit Derry Miners early in the season more than most.
This year it was a different. It's usually St Pat's Mahara that caused the college's players to be out, but this year it was St Mary's here in Macclesfield, and they actually had representation basically from Antrim, Tyrone and Derry, so you know there's guys coming up against each other on Sunday who played together in the McCrory team. So, but we had four, yeah, and that sort of delayed guys coming back to us. They were back for the end of the league, really. No issues there, and they had been working with us throughout the winter. So, like I said, well, that was no problem really. You get to see all the players, and you're getting to see the college's players in the college matches. So,
yeah, they're getting a high standard of football anyway.
Yeah,
you know,
it's 1-1. Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously, but having said that, you finished well. You got to the league final, as you say, albeit that you lost to Tyrone, which, you know, there was very little between you, just a goal in the end.
Yeah, very little between us. I say we beat Monaghan in the semi-final, and it was they came up probably with about six of their best players, so we don't know what they're like, you know. So we go to a league final, and Tyrone beat us by a goal. So we probably played regularly for spells, and then we lost a few men to injury at half time, and that was a bit unfortunate stuff. But look, it was a close game. It was going to be a close game. Tyrone are very hard to break down. They play fairly defensively, and I'd say that's our challenge now on Sunday.
Yeah. And any extra effort this year because it's the last Ulster minor?
No extra effort. I mean, it's just been a monumental effort all 3 years so far. And, you know, it's just amazing to think they could go out on Sunday after it's a shift of work, 6 to 9 months, really, to be quite honest. And, you know, it's an awful lot of effort for one game. I know in Ulster we don't get a backdoor or whatever, but it's a big, big thing. I know we'll play in the league and all this, but I say it's all geared towards the 28th of May.
And tell me, team-wise, as you look ahead to tomorrow, how are you?
Yeah, we're not so bad. Probably a couple of guys maybe could have been more in the first 15 rack, and only for injuries, etc. We lost Oren Quinn after the final to a broken hand, and then say with maybe a Lachlan McQuilliams tore a hamstring, and he'll definitely see some action on Sunday, like, but he probably won't be having an hour in him as such. But apart from that, now everybody's fitting well.
Yeah, and how have those preparations gone since the league final?
Yeah, it's been good. It sort of coincided as well with an exam break here in the club scene, so that gives us a wee bit of space where the lads aren't sort of playing club matches and sort of picking up injuries or under that sort of strain. Plus the fact that, you know, when the club matches are on, you really only get one session a week because the night after a club match is a recovery session. So, as I say, it has went well and it has timed well into this first round now. But
so you're all set. You pulled off maybe the win last year. It's a matter of now going out and repeating it.
We weren't expected to win last year, and we sort of stumbled and struggled throughout the league, and even in challenge matches up until the championship, and then just on the day they all clicked and the boys delivered and performed, and they really kicked on from there and took themselves to an Ulster final, which they were kicking the ball away from doing as well, winning as well. But thing about last year's team is they did it on the day it mattered and continue to do that. So this year's group has to prove that they can do the same and deliver a performance and manage it.